So many couples are struggling in their marriage relationships, and separation or divorce seems to be the only solution to end the pain. We're going to tackle the tough subject of how to approach a marital separation on the next two programs of Family Matters. Please stick with us and join us tomorrow for part two of this program. Hi, I'm Graham Schnell for Family Matters, where we offer practical advice from Focus on the Family. We received a cry for help in this question from one of our listeners. He asks, "Can you provide some guidance on how to navigate a marital separation? Our marriage has been plagued by conflict and emotional pain for a long, long time. As a result, we've come to the conclusion, sadly and reluctantly, that we need to get away from each other for a while. I honestly don't know if our relationship is going to survive, but for the sake of our kids and our own sanity, I want to go about this process in the best way possible. Who should we tell? How should the two of us interact while separated? How do we handle finances and other practical matters? What other issues do we need to consider?" Before getting into the practical housekeeping aspects of managing a separation, we want to urge you to think carefully about what you're doing before moving ahead. Press pause for a moment and spend some time looking at your reasons for taking the step. Apparently, you've given the matter some thoughtful consideration and have come to the conclusion that separation is your only alternative. We respect your decision, but we also feel strongly that it would be a good idea to reevaluate, especially when there's so much at stake. Please log on to safamily.co.za and click on the Marriage and Relationships link, where you'll find articles that speak into the factors to consider before considering separation. If, after submitting yourselves to a rigorous process of self-examination, you still think it might be beneficial to separate for a while, we recommend that you come up with a formal plan of action. Remember that marital separation is best understood as a strategy for healing a hurting marriage. As Gary Chapman puts it, separation is not necessarily the beginning of the end. On the contrary, we'd advise you and your spouse to approach it as an opportunity to avail yourselves to some marital triage. Be intentional in the way you go about it. Decide on a time frame, make a commitment to work on your issues during this hiatus in your relationship, both as individuals and as a couple. How you manage the practical logistics of living apart will depend on a number of factors. One is the extent to which you feel you can trust each other. If, for instance, you consider your spouse negligent or potentially abusive, you probably won't want him or her to spend much time with the kids. If he or she is financially irresponsible, it would probably be wise to close out your current bank accounts, open new individual accounts, and do whatever else you think necessary in order to protect your economic well-being and ensure that the needs of your children are met. In both cases, you may want to consider the option of a legal separation as opposed to an informal agreement, especially if the relationship with your spouse has taken on an adversarial tone. An attorney can help you decide on the best course of action. Another factor that needs to be weighed carefully is the age of your children. You'll want to equip them with some understanding of what's going on, but the amount of detail you provide will depend to a great extent on their level of maturity. They should probably also have an idea of the time frame of the separation and what to expect in terms of their day-to-day routine. Preteens and adolescents have a greater capacity to grasp the concept that mom and dad are having difficulties and need to take some time to work through their differences. Share your concerns with them as you see fit, but be careful to stay sensitive and discerning. Our last thought for today is that you don't berate your spouse or create a situation in which the kids are forced to choose sides. That's where we'll end our program for today. We have more to say on approaching a marital separation, which we'll cover on tomorrow's program. This program is produced by Focus on the Family. I'm Graham Schnell, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Family Matters.